Let's get back to our story about teachers now. With industrial action set to resume today, primary and secondary school teachers say they are frustrated. Primary school teacher Joseph Tobin and Adam Ware, who is a teacher at Wainui Omata High School, both say that they will vote down the government's latest offer, and they join us now. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Ingrid.
Hey, let's start with you, Joseph. What is wrong with the deal for primary school teachers?
For me, the direction is completely, it's totally different. I'm not interested in money. And this offer is all about pay. And it's all I'm hearing at the moment is that it's just pay that everyone cares about. And that's absolutely not true.
What do you care about?
Well, if we were promised all the support our kids need, and given all the resources that we need to provide the best education that we can, I'd vote yes immediately with no pay rise for those of us at the top of the scale.
Can you give me a couple of practical examples of what that extra support would look like?
Well, part of our heavy workload and stress comes out of not being enough teachers, which is a massive and deep-seated problem. If not enough relievers, for instance, means that if a teacher is away, sometimes kids have to go to other classes, breaking up a class, sending them to other teachers, having to take half or even a whole extra class, which particularly last year happened a lot. It can become very difficult to run programs. Or lack of government support for high needs learners puts huge pressure on everyone in the classroom, teachers and teacher aides.
Adam, I'll go to you now. Money or something else that you're unhappy with? Or both?
I think it's an integrated problem. We have a situation where teachers are leaving because pay is uncompetitive for teachers compared to other industries in which teachers can succeed and can do really well. And because of the uncompetitive pay, we end up with more pressure being put on the teachers who remain, as Joseph said. I mean, we're talking about a situation where I used to get about 10 CVs when I was hiring in a relatively low decile school, and now I get none or one. And as a result, we are having to consider killing off classes, killing off subjects. I can't find currently a history teacher for a course that starts in 1 week, and I've been looking since December last year. So the problems for us are connected. There's a workload issue, massive workload issues, and we need more support. We need more TAs. We need more time to do the huge range of things that we're asked to do. And we need more teachers in the business to take the load.
That sounds like a huge wish list with strikes ongoing. Do you have any confidence that these issues are going to be resolved?
I don't think it is a huge wish list. I'll push back on that. I think it's what New Zealanders expect for their kids. I expect for my kids that are at school, that there will be enough teachers to cover those classes. I expect that we can supply enough teachers, have a competitive enough environment, that quality people who are trained, ready to roll, will put their hand up and say, I want to be a teacher. That's what we expect, and that's what I don't think this government seems to get.
But do you have any confidence that the government is getting that you're getting any closer to an agreement?
Grant Robinson has been involved recently, and all that's happened has been money has shifted from one part of the deal to the other part of the deal. Some creative accounting, but nothing against the guy and nothing against this government. I support them, generally speaking. But on this, they are failing us.
Joseph, I'll go back to you. What are you hearing from the parents and from your colleagues? What's the feeling actually out at the coalface?
Well, from parents, we're generally well supported, but they will only have so much patience for this kind of thing as well.
And what do you say to them?
I say to them, just hang in there. We are always doing the best that we can, and we only care about the kids, really. I mean, the people that are in this job are here because of that reason. We're not in here for this pay. We're not in here because it's a nice, cushy job. It's a hard job. So the people that stay are the people that are passionate. And the teachers, we were meeting about it yesterday, and there was a lot of frustration and a lot of anger about it. We saw the creative moving around of money too. It was very kind of depressing, actually, to see that, and also just to see the focus of just money. And for the public to see this offer as well, that's going to make them think that we just care about money, which is not true.
Adam, same question to you. What are you hearing from your students, from your school community and the parents? Because secondary school students arguably have had the worst of it here with the number of strikes and the amount of time they're spending away from school at a pretty critical time.
I teach some pretty informed Year 13s, and they are absolutely on side. They see the pressure we're under. They see the requirements of the job. They see things pretty clearly. They're with us. I've been talking with, I had a chat with a parent who's also a board member just yesterday, and she agreed that things are just far too difficult at the moment and we need better. And I told her, of course, you know who to call. You get on the phone to Jan Tinetti, get on the phone to Labor and get this thing moving. So from my perspective, I think we've got the support of the community. We hate that that industrial action causes disruption for parents and for families, but we are limited to very few levers that we can pull to express.
So where to now? Just finally, last question, where to now?
Well, we vote, and I'm hoping that we vote to say no to the deal and move forward from there. Labor need to find more money. They need to find more money to provide more teachers. They need to find more funding to give us the supports we need in the classroom to lower our workload. That's it at the end of the day. And so the fiscal neutrality thing, it's Grant Robinson has to have a look at that more clearly. It's not working.
Okay. Adam Weir, a teacher at Wainui Omata High School, and Joseph Tobin, a primary school teacher. Thank you both for your time this morning. Giving stories there from the front line of this teaching pay negotiation, which is ongoing. A few of you are having your say as well. Bill, who is a teacher, says, my union is Bolshie now, but it was completely cowardly under 9 years of the national government when we got a 2% increase over 9 years while house prices and rents both went through the roof. I will be voting to accept the government's offer.
This teacher texted in saying, don't forget teachers worked full-time teaching their classes remotely through COVID lockdowns and have often had to run dual practices of teaching in class and remotely to students isolating. We are exhausted and in this time of high inflation have received zero pay rises.
Another texter says teachers are exhausted and they are leaving. The education system in this country has a future that is looking dire.
And finally, this texter says teachers might be frustrated, but so are parents and kids. My 14-year-old has had 8 days so far out of school because of industrial action and teacher-only days and sickness. It is not fair on her. Thank you very much for your feedback, as always, here on Morning Report 2101 on the text.